Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at the final square between Mars in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. I say final because we've gone through this several times already. We have had Mars in the sign of Gemini since August, and it has gone through this square to Neptune several times and really toned the start of the Mars retrograde toward the end of October. So we're going to look at that cycle and give you some dates to look back at as the square is coming back. And we're also going to revisit 10 themes that you may notice given the Mars-Neptune combination that is back in our psychic weather. It is in the psychic air this week. So before we do that, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe, share some comments, and tell us what you're thinking about with this transit. If you have a story to share, you can always use the hashtag grabbed or email us your story, grabbed at nightlightastrology.com. Use the hashtag grabbed and then tell us how the planet showed up and seized your consciousness. And we'd love to hear that story in the comment section, or if you prefer to be a little bit more private, you can email it to us. Just don't share anything you don't mind us, that you don't want us to share in a future storytelling episode. You can find transcripts of any of my daily talks, as always, on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Okay, let's take a look at the real-time clock and get, as always, get a feel for it. So here is Mars in Gemini, and let's connect it to Neptune in Pisces. So you can see the transit forming right there. I have it set to Wednesday, but you can see the transit is starting to come through Friday, March 10th, Saturday, March 11th. It starts perfecting Sunday, March 12th, and is completely moving into the square by Tuesday, March 14th. So it's a long, slow building and developing transit. It is also coinciding with a triple conjunction between Mercury, the Sun, Mercury will be Kazemi, Neptune, and a square to all three planets, square from all three of those planets to Mars in Gemini as well. So it's a pretty intense moment for Mars, Neptune, and the Sun and Mercury should probably amplify some of the Mars, Neptune themes as well. So now let's look back at the history of this Mars, Neptune dynamic. I'm going to take everything out of the equation except for Mars and Neptune so that we can look back on it. So here are Mars and Neptune squaring around the middle of March, but let's take it back in time and let's go all the way back to their first square. So here was their first square. And this was, really around the middle of October 2022. So you can see their square is forming right here. This is mid-October. Kind of think about what was happening around the middle of October. Then we go forward just a little bit more. And Mars turns retrograde late October, still while in that 3-degree range of the square to Neptune. It then goes back through the square, and it does that all the way through late November. And then it is going to station and turn direct in middle of January, and now it's coming back one time. So you're really looking at those months from mid-October all the way through late November. And what was going on then, and how are some of those themes being reiterated, or how are we coming full circle now as Mars comes back through the square one last time? We can see that square again coming through here as the week ends and into the early part of next week. So interesting to look at, and hopefully this prepares everybody for the recurrence of that transit one last time. So look back and see what was going on. Look at that whole sign house of Gemini and Pisces. I'll probably be doing a horoscope episode on this as well for next week. And so you can kind of, I will be for sure. So you can kind of prepare for a horoscope on those two planets and get, be a little bit of a reminder, although we did them in the past, but we'll do kind of like a reminder horoscope day as well. Mars-Neptune themes to watch for. And these are universal. You could have this in your birth chart. You could listen to this and it would be helping you understand the Mars-Neptune square or opposition or conjunction in your chart. Anytime that they're in a dynamic relationship through the hard aspect, like a square or an opposition, you're going to see these things come up. They tend to be softened and slightly more on the positive, easy side with trines and sextiles. But sure, for sure, conjunction squares and oppositions, these themes will be often quite intense. So here they are, no particular order. One is heroic redemption. By that, I mean the hero and the hero's ability to redeem and save. So hero saviors are a Mars Neptune theme. You can watch for those qualities within yourself, or you can watch for those people somehow showing up in your environment. Maybe you need some help and a hero shows up. You know, that's kind of, it's funny how this transit can produce very helpful people who want to step in and save the day. Sometimes that's really annoying and you feel like people are doing it because that's how they build their ego. You know, so heroic redemption could be kind of an egotistical thing. It could be a very helpful thing. Number two, enamored by the masculine. Neptune is like Neptune is the presence of glamour. And so when you have this kind of Mars-Neptune combination, Mars can get glamorized. Like the attraction that you have to like a muscle car or a monster truck or something. I don't know why people would, personally, I'm not like attracted to monster trucks. But, you know, if you see like an awesome classic muscle car, you know, or if you see someone who's just really strong, who's really fit, you're attracted to the person on the cover of the workout magazine or something. Anytime that you're enamored by, and let's call it the masculine, but you could just call it the yang, if that works a little bit better for you, because it's within all of us. But that sense of being like enamored intoxicated. So watch for that. Number three would be failure, impotence, and weakness. Mars Neptune can represent the failure to execute. Like erectile dysfunction can be a Mars Neptune kind of thing. Low testosterone can be a Mars Neptune thing. Impotence or weakness or feeling like you're failing to do something. I feel that Mars is being sort of dissolved or weakened by Neptune. So frustrating failures or feeling weak rather than strong. Number four would be cheating, manipulation, and deception, especially with Mars in Gemini, a Mercury ruled sign. This is a Mars that can be like a little with Neptune, like a little cloak and dagger or a little manipulative or not saying or showing all of its cards a little bit. Like, for example, several things that happened while Mars was retrograde in Gemini with the square to Neptune. There was a famous fitness influencer named the Liver King who was outed for being on steroids, but telling everyone that he was natural. There was a chess cheating scandal of some kind that also was intensifying during the Mars retrograde in Gemini. But there's not a game that I think could be described better than Mars in Gemini than chess. It's interesting because during this time, without any awareness of that cheating scandal, in chess, I got back into the game of chess. I started teaching my daughter how to play it. I used to love playing chess when I was a kid, and I was like, hadn't played it forever. And then just randomly, I decided to start taking chess lessons as just a, you know, like a hobby to pass the long winter. So I started taking chess lessons. And the handle of the teacher that I work with is his handle on like chess.com is Angry Weasel. That's like such a funny, it was so funny. And I like him as a teacher. He's really nice. And, but anyway, I was studying chess with him. Chess is like a super Mars and Gemini kind of thing. Anyway, the potential for, so I guess like we just decided to talk about chess for a minute, but the point is that there was a cheating scandal in the world of chess. That's very Mars and Gemini meets Neptune. Cheating, manipulation. By the way, the accusation was that the person was using some kind of AI technology that's far beyond the level of humans to compute his moves and somehow like bringing that into matches. So that's interesting Mars and Gemini kind of thing as well. Cheating, manipulation, deception. But on the other hand, you have the archetype of the magician. And I mean the legitimate use of magic. The manipulation of elemental forces and astrological energies and herbs and plants and auspicious timings. Mars Neptune can very much be the archetype of the wizard Gandalf, who knows magic, can attack orcs with magic. You know, it's very Mars Neptune. But the manipulation, like a sort of warrior magician kind of thing, it's very Mars Neptune. Number six would be confusion, distortion, or being led astray. Now that could be by your own actions or impulses that they lead you astray, or that your own activities confuse or distort the truth somehow, even to yourself. It could be that you go through a state of confusion or wandering or attempts that to do something or act in a certain way, very Mars, but they end up confusing you or leave you feeling like you don't know what's real. So those are Mars-Neptune themes. Number seven is collective missions and efforts. So anytime that Mars and Neptune comes together, you will often see the heroic quality of Mars and the mission-driven, heroic qualities of Mars being paired with sort of collective dimension of Neptune. The fight to end the war on drugs, right? It's a very Mars-Neptune thing to go to war on something like drugs, but the war on drugs, as well as the potential impulsive and destructive use of drugs, could also be a Mars-Neptune theme, interestingly enough. As in the performance-enhancing drugs that the Liver King used and lied about. Also, there was apparently and I don't know who this person is because I don't actually watch their channel, but it came across in another channel that I watch. So I watch several different fitness influencers on YouTube, and one of them covered the death, and it looks like maybe murder, of like some other fitness influencer in Thailand. And I was like, wow, that's, that happened. It was very, very Mars Neptune kind of thing that is going on. Mars coming out of the retrograde as well. Anyway, that's a dark story. Number eight would be intoxicating bravado. So this would be like falling in love with the bad guy, like falling in love with the guy who's like cocky and sort of arrogant, and but somehow you find it like, you're so attracted to it. So the intoxication of the kind of bad boy, muscular Mars qualities, they can be very appealing during this time. Multitasking magic, especially with Mars in Gemini and Neptune, there's a way where it can be very dispersive, like the inability to focus, to get lost, distracted, confused, overwhelmed. But also the sort of intuitive wizardry of doing multiple things at once. For example, as I'm learning more about chess and teaching my daughter and stuff, my older daughter, one of the things that you learn in chess is how to see like multiple possibilities and potential moves and combinations of moves at the same time, and how to act strategically from a place of, being able to see multiple possibilities and timelines and or like action sequences on the board. Multitasking magic. It's the same kind of idea. Number 10 would be walking the talk. So just generally speaking, there's a question about having I'm so tough, I'm so big, I'm such a, whatever, but then, well, do you actually do it, or is it all just talk? So the difference between illusion and, being the real deal when it comes to your actions and that potential for like bravado or machismo, it's like, yeah, well, do you actually walk the talk? These are, this is a question that will often come up during Mars Neptune. Is it real? Okay, strong, you say it's natural, and Liver King, you're taking $14,000 a month worth of, all these crazy drugs. At the very least, you should tell us what you're doing. Don't tell us it's natural if it's not. So I think the other thing that's interesting about this is any kind of interesting stories about sports or the world of fitness or warfare and technologies around those things could come up again. As they have in the past few months. So there was a lot of, we covered, if you look back at the Astrology of Sports podcast that Kip and Spencer and I do, you'll hear us covering Mars and Neptune and Mars retrograde from a variety of different angles in like the world of sports too. So you could always look at some of those episodes that we did on Mars retrograde because we did cover the Mars Neptune dynamic there as well. Anyway, I hope that this at least, primes the pump. I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to this cabin that my grandpa had. It was near the Clam River in Michigan. I don't know if I've told you guys this story. I feel like maybe I have. Anyway, you'd have to go, and there's this like a gallon jug of water. You'd have to pour it down the faucet and then start pumping before water would come up from the well. I was like, wow, this is like, as a kid, I remember being like, are we on Little House on the Prairie? Anyway, that's a real thing though. But we're priming the pump. That's what we're doing for Mars and Neptune here. And trying to create a flow of ideas and images that can help you start to identify this archetype in your midst this week and into next week. And like I said, we'll try to do some horoscopes on this one too. Anyway, that's what I've got for today. I hope this is useful for you. Hope you're all having a good time with the transition of Saturn into Pisces this week. I'd love to hear your stories on any of it. So be sure to leave us your grab stories. Use the hashtag grabbed or email us grabbed at nightlightastrology.com for any of the big stories of the week. Loving what you guys have been sending already and can't wait for more. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.